This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so let's do some more oil and gas, American oil and gas this time, because part of the conversation about cutting off the Russians is about boosting production here. Andy Euler has told us, I can't tell you how many times, about all the production we've got in the Permian Basin in Texas and up in the Bakken Shale in North Dakota. So you might fairly ask, why in the heck are we importing oil at all? As Mr. Euler explains, it's part chemistry, part economics.
When oil refiners talk about crude, they generally ask two questions. First, how easy is it to break up the hydrocarbons to produce, say, gasoline or jet fuel? In oil speak, the question is, how light is it? Second, how much sulfur is in the oil? If there isn't much, it's called sweet crude. Hugh Daigle teaches petroleum engineering at the University of Texas.
You know, higher sulfur content, more sour crudes actually are cheaper to purchase.
That's because they take longer to process, and they also need specialized refining equipment. This cheap, lower-quality crude comes from Canada, Venezuela, and Russia, among other spots. And back in the late 1990s and early 2000s...
a lot of refineries, or you know, especially in the Gulf Coast, made a very expensive bet.
Richard Sweeney is an assistant professor of economics at Boston College.
To invest in this equipment that would allow them to save money on input costs by processing, you know, lower-quality crude.
Then came the fracking boom, which produces light, sweet crude that you can't refine with that equipment.
And it's just like the economics of that bet turned out ex post to be really bad.
Even though a lot of light, sweet crude is coming from Texas, where the refineries are, the U.S. imports foreign oil in order to make use of the existing infrastructure. Ryan Kellogg teaches environmental policy at the University of Chicago.
They spent billions of dollars on this refining capacity in the 90s and early 2000s. They're not going to want to let it sit idle. It's there. They want to use it. It makes sense to use it.
But hold on. There's got to be a way for refineries to retrofit their operations to make use of more domestically produced oil, right? Again, Hugh Daigle at the University of Texas.
That is, you know, something we could do. It would require some reconfiguring of the refineries, but does it make economic sense for the refining companies to do that?
Reconfiguring refineries costs a lot of money. So why do it if companies can still turn a profit using their existing platform? Now, to be fair, the U.S. refining system is processing more light, sweet domestic crude than it used to. But we're still nowhere near the point where the U.S. can stop importing heavier sour oil from abroad. The upshot? Since 2020, the U.S. is a net exporter of oil, sending a lot of its light, sweet crude to Europe and Asia, where refineries are equipped to deal with the kind of oil coming out of West Texas and North Dakota. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.